This is round three now. Prashant Kishore meets with Pawar. This is the third meeting within weeks now with the Mission 2024 in mind. What exactly is cooking? We tell you on the program. Assets worth 9,371 crore belonging to fugitive businessman Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi have been transferred by the Enforcement Directorate to state-run banks that will help them recover losses. An NDTV exclusive, Akhilesh Yadav speaks with NDTV Srinivasan Jain, saying BJP will lose in UP polls. People want change and my experience with big party is not good. Won't get into an alliance this time. India reports 50,848 new cases in the last 24 hours, 24,000 vaccine doses in the past 24 hours. Vaccines dipped from Monday, record-breaking 88 lakh jabs. The new worry for the country, around 40 Delta plus variant cases found now. They are found in sporadic places around Maharashtra, Kerala and even Madhya Pradesh. And with 2 days lost due to rain, bookies predict a draw, but India New Zealand will press for a result on the final day of the World Test Championship. The match is going on. And during these tough months of the pandemic and the deadly second wave, in India, NDTV was the number one choice for television and online audiences. These are the findings of the very prestigious Reuters Institute of Oxford University. Top news, the political one this time around, emerging out of yet another meeting between Prashant Kishore and Sharad Pawar. This is the third such meeting, in fact, in a matter of weeks. But Prashant Kishore has already gone on record and told NDTV that he does not think that a third front really works. So what exactly is happening in these back channel talks, if one can call it that? Remember, Prashant Kishore also on NDTV had earlier said that he does not want to keep running election campaigns now and he's taking his political sannyas. The Nationalist Congress Party member of parliament, Supriya Sule, has spoken out against the rape threats that journalist Rana Ayub has received on Twitter after the UP police booked her through an FIR for sharing a video of an assault of an elderly man in Uttar Pradesh's Ghaziabad. Now, the Bombay High Court on Monday granted transit anticipatory bail and gave Rana Ayub protection for 4 weeks. Rana Ayub and several others, including news outlets, shared the video that was later on that picked up the controversy, really. And later, Ayub shared screenshots of the abuse and rape threats she received online and also tagged Mumbai police and UP police in her tweets and her Instagram.
The Enforcement Directorate has transferred assets worth 9,371 crores to banks who suffered a loss because of the fraud committed by Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi. Mallya, Modi and Choksi have defrauded public sector banks by siphoning off their funds through their companies, which resulted in a total loss of 22,586 crore rupees to banks. As a sequel to the FIR by the CBI, the Enforcement Directorate has taken action by unearthing a web of domestic and international transactions and stashing of assets abroad. This is what the government has said in a press release. The investigation has also irrevocably proven that these three accused persons used dummy entities controlled by them for rotation and siphoning off funds provided by banks. The Enforcement Directorate has also taken steps to attach or seize assets worth 18,170 crores, which includes assets worth 969 crores located in foreign countries. The quantum of the attached and seized assets represents 80% of the total bank loss which has been suffered.